You are listening to Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
The Standard Bank Group kicked off their Africa Unlocked Conference of 2026 today in Cape Town. This is the third iteration of this particular event. I've had the privilege of attending this event in the past, and it certainly is an eye-opener as to what it is that the group is doing on the African continent. We're going to be exploring this year's conversation. This year's theme in particular is amplifying continental growth. We're going to be taking a look at some of the discussion points and focal points of this year's conference with the Head of Business and Commercial Banking at Standard Bank South Africa, Simone Cooper. She joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Simone, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. The third time hosting the Africa Unlocked Conference. The first iteration taught us some things. The second iteration taught us that a lot more needs to be done. What's in focus this year?
And thanks very much for having me on your show. It's great to be here. In focus for this year is really seeing how do we actually make that shift into creating the growth and the connections across the continent. So in the first year, as you rightly pointed out, we were talking about how do we need to amplify growth across the continent. How do businesses that fall into this business and commercial banking segment of the economy need to invest in their economies, create industries, and to really try to drive growth? And this year, the focus is really around how exactly we do that. How do we make sure that governance, that the right funding is in place, that the right focus areas are in place, as well as looking at innovation, digital, and things like artificial intelligence in terms of how can businesses use that to leapfrog and to drive growth.
Simone, speaking of growth, why is this particular conversation so important at this juncture for the African continent? I mean, we've seen a lot of developing parts from a geopolitical perspective globally. We've seen a lot of shifts in how investors trade and growth conversations are being had around the world. Why is it that at this particular moment, this is an opportune moment for the African continent?
So from a Standard Bank perspective, it's obviously critical for us to drive growth in this segment of the economy. If you look at the large corporates, they are not necessarily employing new people. They're keeping their workforces fairly stable. But this segment of the economy, these entrepreneurs and family-owned large businesses, are the ones who are employing people, they're driving economic growth, and they really are uplifting the communities that they operate in. And so as the continent takes its rightful place on the world stage, it's important that we actually create the right levels of economic growth put back into the communities in which these businesses operate, and hence driving that growth is so critical at this point.
Simone, when we look at the African continent, what opportunity sets exist on the continent? I mean, you touched on the fact that we are hugely entrepreneurial, not just in South Africa, but on the African continent. And I can imagine things like the African Free Trade Area Agreement that's in place is aimed at bolstering and improving relationships and business integrations on the continent. How do we start to look at the opportunities beyond just saying, well, Africa has the minerals, Africa has the emerging market hunger? Where does the opportunity set lie, and how does Africa position that to the rest of the world?
So in terms of sectors, you're looking at things like agriculture is a critical sector in which Africa has a huge advantage. You've got logistics, there's energy and infrastructure, there's massive projects that need to be undertaken across the continent. And so it's really around unlocking those ecosystems and those chains to ensure that businesses across the continent can partake meaningfully in driving growth across those various sectors. And so what's important is around how do we as a bank like Standard Bank use our corporate and investment banking footprint to then link a lot of those businesses into those supply chains, into those opportunities that exist across the continent.
Simone, that corporate and investment banking footprint has positioned Standard Bank as the largest bank on the African continent by assets. And I imagine that title is not going to be something that Standard Bank wants to give up anytime soon. But it also comes with an element of responsibility around being able to facilitate some of the transactions and the structuring of transactions, especially where it relates to financing and collaboration, whether we're talking about facilitating transactions between public and private sector, between other private sector participants and businesses. How important is that for the Standard Bank Group to be able to position all of the capital and structuring conversations where they are needed the most?
It's absolutely critical. And as you rightfully say, we are the largest across the continent. And from a business and commercial banking perspective, we work extremely closely with our corporate and investment bank colleagues to ensure that we can also provide that level of structuring, that access to capital to the business and commercial banking clients. So it's not only something that we take into that corporate and investment banking market, but really looking at how do we utilize those skill sets, those expertise into this segment of the economy.
Simone, before I let you go, I want to take a look at increasing access into other African markets. And I want to look at this because on our show in particular, every Thursday, we have a conversation with a small business. And more these small businesses that we speak to are saying they want to expand into African markets. And I know for Standard Bank, Unlocking Africa is one of the fundamental pillars of the Africa Unlocked Conference and of the strategic objectives of the bank. How does that start to take shape where it relates to businesses and the support and guidance that the Standard Bank Group offers the businesses that want to expand into the continent?
So on a very practical basis, we are able to connect businesses, whether you're operating in South Africa or whether you're operating in Kenya or Ghana or Nigeria, we are able to connect those businesses with other opportunities and other businesses in those markets. We have local expertise, we understand the business environments in each of those markets, and we in fact take businesses and help them to make those connections. Not only do we do that on the African continent, we do that across various trade corridors. The likes of the Africa-China corridor is one that is very well established for us, with our collaboration and ICBC being a major shareholder in Standard Bank. We are able to take a lot of SMEs who want to access the markets in China or who want to import goods from China. We're able to facilitate that, and we do that on a scale basis for them.
Not only on a scale basis, but also via various currencies, including the Chinese renminbi, if I remember correctly. We're going to have to leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Simone Cooper, the Head of Business and Commercial Banking at Standard Bank South Africa, joining us to take a look at their Africa Unlocked conference in its third iteration that kicked off today and what the key focal points are for the bank and for the African continent.
This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
Look, being able to say my partner and I have traveled to 52 countries in 5 years is a great conversation starter. But that's not why I'm a client of Standard Bank Private. It's for moments like these. Babe, will you marry me?
Yes!
It's not what you do that matters, but who you do it for. Get up to 50% back in UCount rewards points on domestic and international flights. Search UCount Travel Mall to find out more. Standard Bank. It can be. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.